We have two guests in the cafe this morning, and both familiar to this audience. Byron Taylor with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And Kevin Banks is the director of the Greenville Municipal Auditorium. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been a while since we talked to you, and glad to have you back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
But what we're going to be talking about is, in particular, we've got maybe several things, but Leadership Hunt County is an organization that's been going for a while.
Yes.
But they're getting, Byron, more involved, at least as far as I know, for the first time in a big way in commerce.
Correct. The leadership class this year has chosen a project in commerce. Leadership Hunt County is a product of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, and Kevin Banks with us here today is in that class, so he's got some things to say.
Kevin's learning all about leadership as if you didn't already know. I think
you'd be surprised what I've learned, though.
I don't doubt that. But so you're getting involved with a program that's a part of the Commerce ISD, and it's called FACE?
Yes, FACE. It stands for Family and Community Engagement Center. And, you know, we looked at a lot of different projects all across the county. There's so many needs in Hunt County. And this one really spoke to the majority of the class. And so this is a program that is a cooperative between Commerce ISD and a lot of volunteers and several local organizations. And the whole idea is that they are creating a space for families in need here in Commerce. You know, as you well know, about 70% of the children that attend Commerce ISD are at poverty levels. So there's a whole lot of needs. And we were shocked to find out that some kids don't go to school because they don't have clean clothes, because mom and dad can't afford to get their laundry done until they get the next paycheck. Mm-hmm. Or they may not be going to school because their water's been cut off, so they don't have a shower or a bathtub. So what we're going to try to do is to help this facility, the Family and Community Engagement Center, get showers installed, get washers and dryers installed, and make it so that they can actually really cater to the community in a better way.
And this would be in a building that is adjacent to the Commerce Middle School?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's already there.
Right. And there, and at the same time, and this I think is it's not the same thing, but it's certainly related to Commerce ISD talking about bringing CareVide in to provide health services as well.
Absolutely. That's going to be a part of the building and a part of their facility. And one of the things we're going to also do is try to help provide, while we've got plumbers in there working on showers and things, they're going to actually run some plumbing over to the CareVide section for some things that they need.
Okay, good. So you all are going about the process of raising funds, and you said you've already had some donations.
We have, and without really going out and doing much, we've already gotten 3 washers, 3 dryers donated, and we've also gotten about $3,000 donated. So we're waiting on some estimates to get a final number for what we really need to make this happen. And as soon as we get that, you're going to start hearing a whole lot more about this project all around the county. So we're super excited about what we're going to be able to do.
What do you think is the amount that you're going to need?
My rough guess at this point, we're looking probably the neighborhood of about $20,000.
Uh-huh.
And that's really good for what I think is going to be able to happen here.
We're talking with Byron Taylor with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce and Kevin Banks. And in this particular capacity, we're talking with Kevin having to do with the Leadership Hunt County program. And so this facility, you hope, would be in place by fall.
Yes. Our class ends mid-May. And so our goal is to have all the funds raised before the end of our class, turn it over to FACE, and then they will go forward with their contractors and get the work done. And I think their ultimate goal is to have everything up and running for the fall school session.
Okay, good. So now, as I said, we have a number of other things. We're going to really try to cover a lot of ground here in a short period of time. You want to go into to Austin
for what are called Hunt County Days
for a couple of days. And this is something that happens every legislative session anyway.
Correct. Every other year. So,
but this time you're going down for a couple of days. And in the past, it's only been for one day.
It's been for one night. Yes. And so we've changed it to go down for 2 days. We're going to cover more ground with more people from Hunt County. We have about 75 leaders from all over the county going, including Commerce and all, most of the bigger cities in Commerce, I mean, in Hunt County will be included.
So the point is to make the state representatives, the state senators aware of Hunt County and the needs of Hunt County.
Correct.
And Hunt County Days are taking place today and tomorrow in Austin.
This year, Byron and the team kind of got ahead of the curve, and we were able to actually meet with our representatives already. So they know what our positions are. The goal of this meeting is to go down and meet with other legislators on all these different committees so that we actually present to them also, here's what the priorities are in our county.
And then briefly, and we're almost out of time, we're reading about the Cary Beth Crossing, big development that would be coming in on the southwest side of Greenville, and this would not only be a retail shopping entertainment area, but also housing would be a part of it.
Correct, and it will be phase two of the Cary Beth Crossing. The phase one is already in existence where Lowe's and Academy and others are located already. This would be a new addition to that. They're looking at configuring a new anchor over there that's already said that they're interested, which would be Cinemark.
Uh-huh.
And if that would come to fruition, there's just things that they need to have fall in place for them to create this development.
So this is not a done deal yet, but serious discussions taking place.
These are preliminary discussions.
Yeah. It's they're ready to move forward. They're just looking to get some cooperation from the community to make some things happen that need to happen.
How much housing are they looking at? How many houses? Is there a way of expressing that?
It's basically, at this point, it looks like it's a pretty large apartment complex. They didn't give specific numbers because, again, they're in the very early development stages. So until they get some of this infrastructure in that needs to take place, then they'll start getting the more definitive plans for what's going to happen.
Multi-family housing, then.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, lots going on.
Yes.
Huh? Lots going on.
Who All says right. living in a small town still?
Hey, it's changing. It is changing. Byron Taylor and Kevin Banks, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEPR.